Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It is 19 minutes to 6. This is the Home Run on 101.9 Chai FM. And on the line and talking to us, bringing the Israel report to us, is Dr. Kanaan Lidor, an award-winning Israeli journalist. Kanaan, as always, thanks for chatting to us on Chai FM.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me.
Kanaan, I'm looking at the various news sources in Israel over the past couple of hours. Thank goodness it doesn't seem to be like a hectic news day today. It's kind of nice when things calm down somewhat. It seems to me that the big story of the day was the funeral of Hadar Golden. Did that get a lot of coverage in Israel today?
Indeed, it was one of the most, it kind of shows the depth of the tragedy of the families, the tragedies of the families whose loved ones were, the bodies of their loved ones were abducted to Gaza, because Hadar Golding was actually taken by Hamas, Lieutenant Hadar Golding, in 2014. And here we are 11 years later. He was 23 when he was taken, and he was finally laid to rest in Kfar Saba. The president, Isaac Herzog, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister, everyone attended the funeral because it was a symbolic closure. But it also shows the absolute barbarity and deprivation that Hamas has been known for. You know, this brutality that we saw on October 7 has been actually going on for those families. There was also Mengistu Avera, hostage that was held for over a decade. It just goes to show that Hamas's ultimate goal is to exert emotional extortion and to just terrorize families whichever way it can. And this came as a stark reminder. It was also a rare achievement in the war, because of how long it took to get actually Hadar Golden back. It was live streamed on various news sites and TV channels, so a big deal indeed.
And yet his father had very strong criticism for the state. He's reported as having said that Israel abandoned his son, became addicted to money, honor, and power. That's according to the Times of Israel.
This is a very ideological family, presumed to be on the right of the political spectrum, and the fact that Israel under Netanyahu let Hamas, despite what it did in 2014, despite the wars that it waged also in 2021, the fact that it was allowed to accumulate arms and power and to develop this terror state, even after the tragedy that befell the Golding family and all the other victims, did rise very prominently in the speeches of that funeral, yes.
Let's move on to another story. Yesterday, I believe, Trump and the president of Syria, Shara, met. What is the significance of that meeting, and do we know the outcomes?
Well, Trump vowed after the meeting with Shara to do whatever, everything he can to rebuild Syria. And this is a common analysis behind this meeting, is not that Trump is particularly charmed by Shara, a former al-Qaeda terrorist and an Islamist, but rather that Trump's Arab allies in the Middle East need a secure Syria, stable Syria, for their own internal needs. Because if you have a hotbed of jihadism, or on the flip side of that, Shiite agitation, then that projects very quickly into Saudi Arabia and its internal domestic security and of its neighbors. And so this is can be seen as Trump kind of swallowing the problematic personality that is Ashara in order to secure a broader plan for the Middle East that he's pursuing also with Israel. The reason he kind of strong-armed Israel into a ceasefire, although many of the objectives of the war vis-a-vis Hamas were not achieved, the greater goal here dictates certain compromises on Trump's part. And so even if they're not the ideal bedfellows, we're seeing a rapprochement, a kind of acceptance on the part of the U.S. of Syria under Ashara, the strongman that has prevailed in the civil war. But that doesn't mean that Ashara has unlimited credit here. He has vowed to not allow Syria to become another Taliban state. So he needs to also to tread lightly, which is why, you know, he hasn't instated a modesty police and is kind of taking it slow in realizing his stated goal of making Syria part of the Islamic caliphate.
Kanan, how would you explain his move from jihadist to pragmatist? What do you think accounted for that change?
Well, right now, he has an overwhelming advantage over all the other Islamist groups, not unlike Western politicians. Here, you need to secure the base, and Ashara's base right now is secure, so he doesn't have to worry about ISIS. The destruction of ISIS about 9 years ago, is key to his ability to reign over Syria. Otherwise, he would have been outflanked on his conservative wing. But since those were knocked out of the game in terms of military power, he has the slack to negotiate and to take it slow with the Islamic Revolution.
Interesting stuff. Also interesting to me is the fact that the United States apparently planning to build a very significant military base near Gaza to ensure the ceasefire stays in effect. I'm thinking about the implications of that and the debate that happened a week ago. Is Israel a vassal state of the U.S.? How's this going to look optically? How's this being received in Israel?
Well, right now, this seems to be a credible prospect, especially since Kiryat Gat, a little sleepy town in the middle, in the navel of Israel, has hundreds of Americans right now. And that's probably in preparation for some sort of Gaza deployment. But that said, you know, especially conservative leaders in the United States are very reluctant to put boots on the ground in the Middle East after what happened in Iraq, after what happened in Afghanistan. And we do know that Trump has this strategy of a maximalist position, a negotiating position, to say, yes, I'm building a base in Gaza unless I don't get my way. And then he kind of climbs down that tree in order to achieve some concessions. So that needs to be seen as part of a negotiation between Trump, the Palestinian Authority, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. This could be a negotiating tactic, but there are many more American officers than ever before on the ground in Israel. So it's a very credible threat, if it is that, to Hamas. And also the Palestinian Authority does not want to see American troops on the ground. It's a great incentive for them to pick up the slack and really police Hamas, even though that's deeply unpopular on the Palestinian street.
I've looked at the various sources today. As I said, luckily, seems to be a quiet day from a news perspective, so something we can play with maybe a little bit. John Cleese shows in Israel cancelled or postponed, depending on who you believe. That's according to the Jerusalem Post.
Yes, a very bizarre affair, because the claim of the production of the local promoters of John Cleese, he was supposed to perform here on November 26th and on December 1st. This was a surrender to the caving to the BDS movement. But John Cleese is famous for standing up to such pressures. He's been a very prominent voice in opposing woke encroachment on culture. And also in the past few days, there has been, you could say anti-Israel, but really also anti-Semitic content going on John Cleese's X account. For example, he shared not only criticism of Netanyahu, but also a conspiracy theory by Candace Owen saying that there was a link between Israel and the assassination of Charlie Kirk in September. Right. So something is going on. Either the person handling his X account has gotten to him, or that he really kind of was turned to the anti-Israel, the new anti-Israel narrative.
No, unless I've missed anything, I think that's a wrap from me. Have I missed anything of any critical importance today?
Well, if we just hang on for another 5 minutes, I'm sure something will break. This is Israel, after all.
Touché. That's absolutely spot on. We'll leave it there then. Kanan Lidor, thank you as always for bringing the Israel report to us. And Kanan, so spot on. As I was saying, it wasn't the busiest of news days in Israel. And Kanan said to me, just wait 5 minutes because that's all it will take.
That Israel report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.